Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk of Christ. Today is March the 29th, 3031. Took me a little bit out in the sunshine to find the calendar on my computer, but it's good to be back with you again. And today we're going to continue thinking about filtering our words and our actions through the fruit of the Spirit. And we've talked about love, joy, peace, and long-suffering. And today we get to gentleness or kindness. How much we need to think about this today. Our world doesn't think about kindness very often. Our world doesn't think about filtering their words and saying words of kindness. But oh, how much we need to think about words of kindness. You know, sometimes it takes a lot of work to speak words of kindness. Just by our nature, the first thing that comes out of our mind is often not kind. Often the first thing that come to our mind are self-serving. But here, the fruit of the Spirit is kindness. It's goodness. It's encouraging. The opposite of that would be hatred or hurtful. And so today I want you to just think about how important it is to think about your words and think about, are you going to speak words that would be considered kind? Are you going to speak words that are going to be hurtful? Well, there is so much hurt in this world. I just listened to a girl last night at church just sharing in her prayer request about words that are spoken, and sometimes those words are hurtful. And if you listen to the conversation in the world, you recognize that there's a lot of conversation that is hurtful. If you look on social media, you'll recognize that there's a lot of comments that are hurtful. And the reason social media is so hurtful is people can hide behind a computer screen. You know, now someone can send you a text. Now someone can send you an email. Now someone can comment on a post. They won't look you in the eye and speak to you. They're afraid to do that. And that's one of the dangers of this ability to communicate electronically. If you had to look someone in the eye and say something face to face, you would be less likely to say some of the things that are said sometimes. So as Christians, we want to think about how important it is to speak words of kindness and to understand the impact that we can make in someone's life in a positive way by speaking words of kindness. And we want to filter our words through the fruit of the Spirit and through the filter of kindness. And once again, consider our words. And before we speak, ask ourselves, how will this be received? And will this be received as kindness? Will these be received as kind words? And the same thing's true for actions. We've been talking about that all week. Were your actions be considered hateful, or were your actions be considered kind? Are you known as a person that is kind? It's something for us to think about. If we want to picture Christ to others, let's be kind. Let's be encouraging. Let's be helpful. And let's refrain from being hurtful, because this world is full of hurt. So let's be something different. Let's be kind, and let's be helpful, and shine the light of Jesus by being so. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, we're thankful for the example that we have in Jesus Christ, who everywhere he went, he was serving others. And we thank you for that. I pray, God, that each of us will think about our words and that we will learn to speak words of kindness. We thank you, God, that we have the hope of Jesus Christ, that we can be kind because we have the hope of eternal life. So I just pray your blessing to be upon those who are watching today, and I pray that you will encourage them. And may we all choose to speak words of kindness today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you've had a good week, and we'll pick this up back next week. But until Monday morning, this is Brother Mark signing off.